Hey, so glad everyone can join us for our Wednesday night Overcomers Club service. And Pastor James is going to start with the USP. And then everyone that knows how to establish the kingdom of God can do that silently afterwards.
Okay, so if you know of your sins, go ahead and confess them now. Now please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Praise the
Let's,
Lord.
Let's establish King God quietly now.
Hey, praise the Lord. All right, so tonight's teaching is Rise of All Challenges, Part 4. This is a series we're working on right now. And we praise, worship, and glorify the Lord. We thank you. We're going to today talk about taking your authority and dominion using your anointing. Okay, this is what we're going to start with. Take your authority and dominion by using your anointing. So God has put your anointing in you. Now, we're anointed as the Holy Spirit. And one of the challenges is that Satan wants to steal your anointing. And he wants to steal your anointing through sin. And Satan is trying to keep you beaten down, so don't let him. You know, Samson had his anointing upon him. Now, we have our anointing in us because of the Holy Spirit, but he wants all the anointing to come off of anybody who's going to be a threat to him. So Satan will do whatever he can do to take the anointing away from anybody. Now, of course, we all know the story, but to paraphrase a little bit, Samson was the strongest man, defeated thousands of the enemy, but Delilah kept working on him to find out what his secret was, how she could get the anointing off of him. And finally, in a moment of weakness, he gave her the answer, which, of course, Satan will use that to come against him. Okay? Now, Delilah here represents the world, which doesn't want people to operate in the anointing. Okay? We are going to rise above this. As we rise above and get our anointing to a stronger position inside of us, okay, we're going to be able to rise up above all challenges. Okay? Now, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? We all know that we've sinned. Satan knows we've sinned. Okay? That's what we do 1 John 1, 9. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just. Oh, for the Amplified Classic. Excuse me. Thank you, Karen. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything non-conformity to his will, in purpose, thought, or action. Now, we pray the prayer often. Do you really receive it? I want to think about this for a second. Because the reason why we're coming back to this is because a lot of people don't receive. And Satan still has that little chain on them, that hook on them to pull them back in. Well, you remember when you did this? Or remember when you did that? Or maybe he's writing you, somebody offended you. You don't know what they did to me. We pray this prayer, we have to receive it every time we pray it, that we are cleansed of all unrighteousness. Okay? Now, Hebrews 9:14, again, from the Amplified Classic, how much more surely than the blood of Christ, who by virtue of his eternal spirit, his own preexistent divine personality, has offered himself as the unblemished sacrifice to God, purifying our consciences. Purifying our consciences from dead works, from lifeless observations to serve the ever-living God. You know, before this, they had to sacrifice animals once a year. Okay? And now We have the Jesus did it once and for all of us, okay? Unblemished sacrifice to God. He was the unblemished sacrifice to God.
Unblemished sacrifice, right.
Unblemished. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for correcting me. Sorry, my little challenge there. Okay. So with the unblemished sacrifice to God, we are clean. There's no sin in us once we've confessed and been forgiven our sins, okay? Now, I want you to think about this for a second. Can you shine a flashlight through muddy water? No. But if you're going, go down to the Caribbean Sea, the water's so crystal clear, you can see deep down hundreds of feet. Being cleansed by the blood of Jesus, cleansed over like the crystal clear water. And once you confess your sin, you're like water has been super filtered, okay? Now, Isaiah 43:25. Okay. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. I will not remember your sins. Jeremiah 31:34. For I will forgive their iniquity, which means us, and their sin. I remember no more. So, if you're dealing with any challenge of your past, it's Satan talking about your thoughts. God is not a liar. He does not remember your sins. So why are you remembering them? If you're listening to the sin they're sending you, it's Satan telling you because God has forgotten about it. And God's not going to tell you about it. Okay? So it's good to forgive everyone all the way, not just part way, and to forgive yourself too. So what do? You pray first to forgive. You release. You forget. You bless. You love them and yourself with the love of the Lord. Okay? Now, when you've done this, when you walk with that sin-free attitude, you're cleansed. You can let your anointing flow freely and not be blocked. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but that the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true. It is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. The bottom line is, our light shines through us because we're free of sin. As we're free of sin, other people are going to see us. As we're free of sin, we can take that higher, more powerful anointing in us to take dominion over the challenges in our life. Many challenges come because we're walking in our sin of unforgiveness, self-unforgiveness, okay? We must forgive ourselves once and for all and get rid of that. If God has forgotten about it, why are we remembering it? Let me repeat that. If God has put it in forgetfulness, why should we remember it? Let Satan keep that sin. He gave it to you in the first place. It's been washed off you, washed out of you, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Let Satan keep it. So going forward today, I want you to always remember that you confess your sins. We do the unworthy sins prayer, and you are sin-free, and that anointing can flow freely through you. Now, I'm going to give you a concept here. If any of you ever saw the movie Ford versus Ferrari, you know, Ford bought that wonderful GT car to take on Ferrari, who had that wonderful racing history. And Ford says, doesn't matter, we're going to do it anyway. And they won the Furlongs in 66, 69, 68, 66, 67, 68, and 69, 4 years in a row with that Ford GT. That car had a 427 cubic inch engine. It was huge, powerful, and it was fast. But if that gas line was clogged, if it was dirty, that car wouldn't run well. Clean out that gas line, and that car wins Le Mans. The sales trying to get you to contaminate yourself, contaminate your thoughts, to bring you down to his level. We're not at his level. We don't belong down there. We are clean, just like that gas line. We have the power, just like that big engine, because we have the anointing of God inside of us. and we're using it properly to take dominion over every challenge in our life. Okay? So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon you, rest on your menu each time you USP and KOG frequently, every day, help you rise above all challenges.
Amen. Okay? And when your sins are washed away, they're gone. God chooses not to remember it, so we have to imitate God. And when those thoughts try to come back, they're gone forever. But Satan's trying to bring it back to your thought life. So he needs to keep those thoughts by you rejecting those thoughts and you not accepting them. So we know these scriptures well, but we minister quite often to people who have a challenge of stopping the video from rewinding and not regurgitating that sin again. And it comes through practice. But what Pastor James is trying to convey is that you have to see yourself praying from a place of victory, that you're not a sinner that keeps sinning, that you are born again, spirit-filled, and you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. You are now sitting in high places in Christ Jesus, and you are an ambassador of God, an ambassador of heaven. When we do sin and make a mistake, remember that old English definition of sin is in an archery contest, and anyone that misses the bullseye, they would say sin. It means they missed the mark. They missed the bullseye. So when you sin, the accuser of the brethren, the demons, devils, and evil spirits, and Satan come to accuse the person that made the mistake and makes them feel like a failure. Now, that archery expert has several tries. He's not a failure because he missed. He gets a do-over. So when you make a mistake, you get a do-over. You are not a failure. Just because you missed the mark doesn't mean that you can't go back and make it right. Just because you failed at something doesn't mean you are a failure. It means that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, fighting the good fight of faith, and we're going to press on towards the mark of our high calling. What's that mark? The bullseye. We're still hitting the target. So you may not have gotten everything perfect. God doesn't look at you and say, oh, I'm going to cast you out to the B team. I don't want you on my A team. No, he's going to say, my grace is sufficient for you. He's going to extend to you more grace and mercy. Why aren't we extending that grace and mercy to ourselves? So how can you rise above a challenge if we think we're below it as a failure? Can't do it. Every time that we sin, try to CRB it as soon as you can. If you're in a work setting, you might want to just, remove yourself from, the crowd and whisper it very quietly, or deal with it at your lunch break. And then those of you that know how to reestablish kingdom of God, but always say, Holy Spirit, fall fresh upon me, rest upon me, remain on me again, so that we sin, the anointing can't be upon us. We have the anointing in us because Jesus abides in us, the Holy Spirit abides in us, the Heavenly Father's with us. Okay, and so when we, as pastors, are teaching you the Word of God, you now can take that Word of God. You don't need anybody else at work to teach you anything because you have that Word with you, The Holy Spirit will remind you. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. And if you have a demon of shame and regret attacking you, you have to just realize, wait a minute, snap out of it. I bind you up, demon of shame, and demons that are trying to bring these past offenses back to me that I've already confessed. And God doesn't hold me accountable because he's already forgiven me. We snap out of it. We encourage ourselves in the Lord. Okay. And this is going to help you rise above every challenge, seeing that you are already a victor. You already have victory. It doesn't matter if we have these things that we have to fix and do damage control and have that do over. Doesn't make us not who we already are in Christ Jesus. I hope this is helping some of you.
I like to expand upon that archery analogy. I just remember when I was in Boy Scouts and I got quite good at archery. We shot into stacks of hay. The target was actually painted on hay. It's interesting. Now, what's important about that is that when you shot and missed off target, you just take the arrow out, you can't see if there's ever a mistake there. It was hay. Not like I left a hole in someone's, it was hay. So think of yourself that every time you pull out an arrow and shoot it, if you hit the target and the bullseye, fantastic. If not, remove the target, remove the arrow, you got a fresh, clean target again, pull out another arrow. And you have an unlimited supply of arrows to shoot. So therefore, make a mistake, repent of it, forget about it, don't go back there again. Don't keep saying, oh, I missed that. Because you know what? This is a situation where the misses don't really count because you're forgiven. So if you got 1,000 arrows to hit the bullseye, doesn't matter because 999 of them don't count. The only one that counts is the one that hits the bullseye. Okay?
Right. And you know that there are degrees of that, the target. You know, they have the round circle, round circle, round circle, and then the red one in the middle. I don't know a lot about archery, but I've watched like in the Olympics and stuff. But I know that as long as you hit the target somewhere, you get some points.
Right.
But the closer you are to the red circle in the middle, the higher your points are. Just because you miss the target doesn't mean that you're not good at being a Christian. I will have to say that I'm so proud of all ABCers. I don't know of any Christians in the body of Christ that work as hard as you do at your walk with Christ. I think that the prayers that you do on a regular basis, the frequency by which you do it, is even more than the majority of people in the body of Christ. I don't know if you realize that, but we minister to a lot of people, and we've ministered to many, many different churches. And I will say you are in a caliber that is really up there with a lot of the, mature Christians, and your endeavor is very admirable. So I think you need to give yourself a break and congratulate yourself on how much you love God, how dedicated and committed you are. And even on some days that you may not have done as much as you wanted to, your minimum is still more than the majority of Christ. Okay? So I just want to let you know that you're doing a great job. Pastor James and I are very proud of you, and we're very honored that you allow us to be your pastors, to guide you, to lead you, to encourage you, to inspire you. We love you all, and we just want you to keep fighting the good fight of faith, and you're doing an excellent job. And just because you're not there at where your goal is or where you want to be at doesn't mean you're not doing a good job, because we all have to take those same steps to get to that process from go from glory to glory to glory to glory, step by step by step. Okay? You're moving onward and upward. And anyone that's had a challenge of depression or discouragement, guess what we do? We don't point fingers and blame shift. We just bring you back up, right? We help each other. We support each other. We pray for each other. Okay? So tonight, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to raise your hands to the Lord. I want you to receive that anointing that God wants to bring upon you that's going to break a yoke of bondage of discouragement, low self-esteem, feeling devalued, feeling that you're not good enough or, you know, not living up to par, whatever it is that is holding you back, that is not, you know, allowing you to rise above your challenges. The Holy Spirit's going to break that with his anointing on us right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for falling fresh upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I worship you. Let's just worship him. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you. I praise you and worship you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. And I worship you. I worship you. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our eyes even more, flooding us with light, Lord God. Hallelujah. Showing us, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Just receive from the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just close our eyes, raise our hands, and sing praises in tongues to him. Shola pa si kere sembre kere oro koshe prekisere shanduro kora mahae prekisere shonebara son kondere keshere doso koriere liara basandu Jonara Mahasandra Kore Jone Behisiri Prekisiri Orobo Doshikiri Asanture Deshikiri Orokora Deshikiri Shekire Prosoro Koshekiri Bronere Mehisekiri Dishe kiriyana mahasore, bama mama hasandarara, pe kiriyoro koshono, desha na mahasere, desi kiriyoro kora, pe kiriyoro koshere rere, desi kiriyoro kora baba bashere. Done niyama mahasara mahasheke. Di sikiri arara kashereri. Dokuri ereri arakashara. De sikiri ereri arorokora. De sikiri arokoshere. Preki ara mahasana mahade. Domra mahasere kire. Dannara mahasere di arara. Donara mahase kiriere kiriere kere. Joneri ara mahason dorokora mehere. Tiniero roko mama maha sondere kere. Dama mama maha sondere kore nene he kere. Dono rokoria mama maha sandara basere. Some of you that haven't received the complete healing that you've been standing in faith for and believe that you have by faith, a part of that challenge of not having it yet is not seeing yourself completely of who you are, and that healing is yours. And I pray for you in Ephesians 1:18 Amplified Classic, starting with verse 17, in the name of Jesus, of the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he grants each and every one of us right now a greater degree of that wisdom and revelation and insight into the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him right now, that he's opening up the eyes of our understanding, our comprehension, to realize who we are in Christ Jesus, that healing is ours, prosperity is ours, reconciliation is ours, a pain-free life is ours, a life faith-filled and fearless, free of fear, is ours. Thank you, Lord, that by having the eyes of our hearts flooded with light, so that we are able to know and understand the hope to which you have called us. How rich is your glorious inheritance for us? We are your set apart ones. Thank you, Lord, for showering us with this ability to see ourselves in a greater degree, that we are co-heirs with you, Lord God, that we can know and understand the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your power that's in us, and it's for us because we believe, and you're demonstrating that working of your mighty strength right this second, and that you, Holy Spirit, that when Jesus exerted that power in Christ, and God exerted that power in Christ, when God the Father raised Jesus up from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places, and far, far, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named and every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and not only in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. For he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church. And we are in him, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, who fills everything everywhere with himself. Complete in us right now, Lord God, every work, every healing, every lack, every desire needed. Complete in us that right now, and that anointing of the Holy Spirit is falling on each of us right now. Hallelujah. Completing everything that we need right now, because we have a greater understanding and knowledge of who we truly are, and that this is our right to have completeness in every area, and just reach up and receive what you need from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see the windows of heaven opening above us. I see him pouring out upon all the tithers that which we need. Thank you, Lord. I see it happening in real time right now, this vision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, waves of glory. Waves of glory. Hallelujah. Coming down on each and every person where you are now. Waves of glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Breaking every yoke of bondage. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you that had a challenge doing something, go ahead and try to move that limb or do something you couldn't do. You'll be able to do it now. Hallelujah. 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 Receive your healing. Receive the anointing for every area, every area, every area. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're seeing yourself in a brand new way now, many of you. Hallelujah. Being esteemed the way that Jesus esteems you. Not unworthy, but valuable. Not a failure, but one who has victory. Being that ambassador of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Not a failure. No, no, no. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An overcomer. You're an overcomer. And you're overcoming every single one of these challenges now. You have overcome it by faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive that. Receive that from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With a show of hands, anybody receiving a blessing from God now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's more people. God is touching a lot of people right now. The Holy Spirit's doing an awesome work. Hallelujah. Some of you, it's an internal work. It was a self-perspective. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. That anointing is increasing now as you're receiving it. Hallelujah. It's being showered down upon you. Showered down upon you. Hallelujah. There's more people. More people. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Annie, do you want to share what the Lord is doing? If anything's personal, you can just share generally.
Just peace.
That's wonderful. Hallelujah. That peace is really important because it keeps us in a power place. Because if anybody anxious or fearful or they can't receive from the Lord, so you're really in a good receiving mode now with that peace, right?
Yeah, and he also gave me a revelation too when you were reading that if we're seated with him, then we're seated in a place of rest and not striving, and in a place of wholeness of that everything's been done.
Amen. Everything has been done. That's very powerful. Thanks for sharing that. Amen. Hallelujah. Maria, would you like to share anything?
Well, it was kind of strange what I saw in the spirit. I know you. I told you guys my son was in surgery last week. Well, he went in emergency surgery again today. And that's where I was late. I was actually over there with him. But the Lord showed me, this is so weird. He showed me an evil hand trying to get at him. And in the spirit, I kept seeing it, and you know, I kept seeing it. I physically took my hand and just threw him off. I don't know if it was just a reaction or what. But then I saw a light. Oh, when it cried, I saw a light just shine upon him. You know, because I've been interceding for him. I mean, for weeks now, and I know he's going to be okay, but that was just so strange that, you know, the evil was trying to just, you know, be upon him, and it isn't anymore.
Well, you thwarted that through intercession, and you were doing it with your hands, but actually it was with your words, and you were demonstrating that with your hands. And yes. I think that you did a great job. Excellent. And we agree with your prayers for your son in Jesus' name. And that God has already completed that work in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else like to share? You received any blessing from the ministry tonight or teaching tonight? Peter, you can go ahead and unmute yourself.
I suffered a nasty injury to my right foot a week ago tonight. And it has been bothering me. I worked with it last Thursday. It was not pleasant. It was not comfortable or easy, but I worked with that injury. By Saturday, it had not improved. I considered going to urgent care and seeing if I'd broken bones in my foot or not. But if I went to urgent care, then I was kind of stepping back from letting Jesus heal me his way, the right way. So I didn't go. Saturday, it began to feel a little bit improved after our Saturday morning service. But then Sunday morning, I could see bruising that I had not seen before. It just been so red and swollen, I hadn't seen the brown bruising till Sunday. But that's been going down yesterday and today. And this evening, as you were praying, the remaining pain is nearly gone. And I believe by tomorrow morning, it'll be totally gone. And it feels to me like the swelling has gone down from where I was even this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's great improvement.
Really fantastic.
Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for sharing. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be surprised by the end of the service it's gone.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else want to share? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, ready for communion? Want to do it, USP?
All right, so we'll do communion. I'll start with the USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. Okay, Shannon, would you like to do the body now, please?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you on that night that he was betrayed. While his betrayal was in progress, Jesus took the bread. And when he had broken it, he gave it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this to remember me." And in the name of Jesus, I now receive this body of Jesus, and I declare that by his stripes I have been healed.
And we agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Shannon. And Deborah?
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this cup of blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins upon you and that they are with you. You paid the price for them. They belong to you, not to us. We are the ones who are the recipients of your love and your grace. You've given us gifts. You've given us the fruit of the Spirit. And so we praise you, Lord, that we are in the family, that we are in fellowship with you, and that you don't turn your back away from us. Even when we're sinning, you don't turn your back away from us, because that's not who you are. You're a loving God. And so we praise you that as we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us and quickens our mortal flesh. We receive this cup of blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Shannon and Deborah. That was a beautiful communion. And Pastor James is going to do 20 1 Peter 2:24 affirmations now.
Everybody ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, communion next week will be Donna for the body and Maria for the blood. Okay, we appreciate you girls offering to do that. And our image of who we are in Christ Jesus is so important that God is growing us in that every day now. We have to expand our perspective of who we are, because when we arrive to the point that we see ourselves exactly who God has made us to be in Him, we will have no lack or no want of any good thing. And so we may be going back over some basics, but it's so that we could catapult to the next level of who we are in the as righteousness. Because anyone who has any kind of attacks of the devil, of beating yourself up if there's a mistake, or still having challenges with being offended and unforgiveness or resentment or anger or fear, if we have challenges with that, we're not living up to who God wants us to be. So the Holy Spirit's helping us to grow in these areas so that we will be able to maintain our shield of faith up, maintain the whole armor of God and the helmet of salvation, knowing who we are so that we're not going to give in to these challenges anymore. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to get there, right?
Right.
And people aren't going to annoy us anymore. Why? We're not going to allow that to happen to us. Okay? So that we stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, so that we won't be yanked out of the kingdom of God and will remain in His protection, will remain in the power, and we will be able to receive the completion of everything that we're expecting. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. All right. Well, Annie and Sharon Crane are doing after service prayer tonight. Is that correct? And so anybody that wants to stay on afterwards, you're welcome to do that. And we're going to end with a closing prayer, and then everyone could say goodbye to each other.
The Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We bless you today. We thank you, Lord, for this time of friendship and ministry right now. We thank everybody goes home. That's online here. I'm used to thinking of in church. Everybody that's online here today receives all that you have for them tonight, Lord, and that they've forgiven themselves completely and totally and realize they are completely washed clean by the blood of Jesus. They go forward now with more power and anointing and defeat all challenges coming against them in Jesus' name. Amen.